Hello.
Hello, I'm Ratunea Carr from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yes, ma'am. It's me, Joshua Blue.
And how may I assist you today, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to see how can I file for my unemployment.
Okay, you can do it right here in this line with me if you would like, or you can do it through the website.
I do it online.
Okay, so you, okay, right here. Just 1 second, sir. Just 1 moment, please. All right, thank you for waiting. So I'm back with you. May I have, please, your social security number?
418-57-1799.
All right, thank you. May I have, please, your name?
Joshua Blue.
May I have, please, your... All right. So last two employers that you was working, sir?
Quest Service Group Temp.
Okay, I'm sorry. You say one more time, please, because I don't
Quest, Quest Service Group.
Okay, so could you please verify in your paycheck, Steph, and provide me what is the company name that who is paying you?
Okay, hold on. Give me a sec.
Yes, sir, no problem.
Can you repeat that one more time for me? What you want me to do?
Yeah, I need you please go to your paycheck and provide me what is the company name that it showed you in your paycheck stuff. So how the company they pay you? They pay you through the checking account or through the?
They pay me through my cash app.
Okay, I need you please log in. And that way you're able to see the company name that is over there in your paycheck stuff.
I got my pay stub in the house. Let me grab my pay stub and I'm gonna let you know. It should be Quest Service Group.
Yeah.
That's the name of the
company. Yeah, we need to verify because the system don't show me that name.
Okay, hold on, give me a second.
Okay, thank you.
So you say you need a company name, right?
Yeah, the company name that who is paying you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it say Quest Service Group LLC.
Okay, and before that company?
It say 0XR14.
Okay. Yeah, and what is the other company that you was working for? The company name before that one?
No company before that one. It was just Quest Service Group.
You was working, what you mean is that you was working only with one employer right here in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
It looked like you've been working with other company. So this is why I'm asking
you.
Oh,
you want my company before that one. I'm sorry.
Right. It's okay, no problem.
Take Five Car Wash.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask you, may I have please your date of birth?
Say that again.
May I have your birthday, please?
01-16-04.
Okay, just to verify, it's January 15, 2004.
Yes, ma'am. 01-16-04.
You say 16 or 15?
01-01-16-2004.
Okay. May I have please your mother maiden name? Should be her last name before she get married.
Ready.
Her last name before she get married? May I have it?
You said my mother name?
Your mother maiden name shall be her last name before she get married.
Ready.
Could you please spell that last name?
R-I-D-D-I-C-K.
Okay, you say R-I-D-D?
R-E-D-D-I-C-K.
Okay, okay, thank you. Now, may I have please your driving license number?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
10-44-27-12.
Okay, thank you. So now let me update this information, and now let me asking you. I am filing a claim. Okay, just one moment, sorry. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So now, let me ask you, Mr. Blue, did you file unemployment benefit in another state with the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working under different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working under different social security number in the last 2 years? In the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since the last time that you applied for unemployment?
Can you repeat that?
Has your name changed since the last time that you applied for unemployment?
No, ma'am.
May I have please your telephone number?
205-579-6289.
Okay. May I have please your driving license number?
10-44-27-12. 2712? Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. So just 1 second, let me update this information. Okay, may I have please your race? Are you white African American?
Black African American.
And what is the highest grade that you complete in school?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, sir. What is the highest grade that you complete in school?
Oh, graduate.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Could you please provide me your home address?
119 72nd.
Okay, I'm sorry.
South.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you say 119 72nd?
Yes, ma'am.
70 second?
72.
Okay, 72.
Street South.
Street South, okay. May I have the city, please?
Birmingham, okay. Alabama.
May I have the zip code, please?
35206.
All right, thank you. And this is the same that your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
My occupation from my last employer.
Yeah, what are you doing?
For the last job that I just got laid off from.
Correct.
Quit. Mm-hmm. Inside remodeling.
Remodeling. Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Please.
Are you seeking work and you would like to keep doing the same thing that you've been doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union?
Can you say that again?
Do you obtain work through a union?
Through a union?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay, if you know are part of union, so are you part of union or no?
Then I don't know. Is it like a part of
union? So do you know what is union?
No, man, what's a union?
It's a card. You should be have a card, and some people, they just obtain work through a union. So to be part of union, you should be have a card. And also, if you don't have that car or you know are part of a union, so you can choose no. Are you right now attending a school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
What date do you have to go back to work, sir?
September 9th.
September 9th, 2024. And right now you say you are in layoff, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. So now, are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Thirty.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
The lowest hourly?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Working or traveling?
I'm sorry, say one more time, please.
Working or traveling?
Yeah, how much money you will accept? Per hour.
Oh, per hour. 18.
Okay, do you own a business?
Ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023 to March 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit through your checking or saving account. or you can choose the prepaid benefit card.
Okay.
So, yeah, the benefit card take you 5-7 days to deliver it to you after you approve for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, you can choose direct deposit. Which one you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, everything regarding to cash out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. If you have a traditional bank, Menaha, you're writing down the place.
So I can't use Cash App, Chime, or PayPal?
I'm so sorry. No, sir.
Okay, is it in a way I can get it like mail?
You can use only two choices, benefit card or checking or saving account.
Benefit card.
All right, thank you. And now let me ask you again. Just 1 second. Okay, last employer name. Could you please verify one more time?
Quest Service Group.
All right, thank you. Okay, and now, may I have please the city where he was working?
Hueytown, Alabama.
May I have the zip code, please?
1 second. I don't know right on top.
And I need the telephone number also, please.
Okay. For the company?
Yes, the company, the telephone number from this company. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
The zip code in the area we was working in was 352023. And what else you say you needed? Hello?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat the zip code one more time?
The zip code was 35023.
All right. Thank you. And may I have please the telephone number from this company?
Okay, from this company. Mm-hmm. 516.
I'm sorry.
594.
I didn't hear you at the beginning. Could you please tell me one more time?
516-594-4400.
All right, thank you. May I have your beginning day? What day did you start to work with this company?
April 17.
Okay, 2023, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one?
2024.
May I have your last day?
Last
day that you physically went to work.
Okay, August 8th.
Okay, and now why are you no longer working with them? They discharge you, are you quick or something else?
It's a temporary service.
Okay. Laid off.
So I got laid off until.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, sir. So now let me ask you, Mr. Blue. After your last day at work, have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Yes, I did get paid, but I didn't get no holiday pay. I did get paid the last week.
Yeah, but something about holiday, sick pay, or vacation pay. Nothing about that.
I didn't get no holiday pay.
Okay, so now let me read for you. You are certified that your answers are true. And accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay if I put in your full name right here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So now let me ask you other question. This is some question just to verify your identity. Question number one, it is. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? 1417 42 Street Ainslie, 3358 Roxana Row, 53541 Street North, 808 Canterbury Avenue Southwest. Do you recognize any?
No. Can you repeat it one more time?
Sure. Yes, I can. The first one is 1417 42 Street Ainslie, 3358 Roxana Row, 53541 Street North, 808 Canterbury Avenue Southwest.
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Base it in your background. In what city is 6A Cactus Club? It's in Evergreen, in Vultures, in Homewood, in Phoenix City.
Nah, nope.
So you don't recognize this one? The 6A Cactus Club?
Not really. I can't really remember, so I really don't want to tell you a wrong answer, so I really don't remember.
Okay, if you don't remember, I mean, you can choose none. Okay, and also, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? The first one is 225 Willingston Drive. The next one is 237 Francis Amelia Drive. The next one is 314 29 Core North. Last one is 4528 Wimbledon Road. Do you recognize any?
No, ma'am.
All right. So let me ask you. I am filed a claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
I certify under penalty that I am the person who name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context and the claiming handbook, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities.
So yes, ma'am.
A booklet that we're going to send you that you must have to read. So now, Mr. Blue, let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim, we just finished it. Also, raise the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your like resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. So the process you just completed right now doesn't automatically start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online in your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389. So your first weekly starting this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Every Sunday before 5 p.m.
Okay,
800-752-7389. Correct. Mm-hmm. So now, it's very important that you careful and read the information that is mailing to you. If you have any question, you can call the inquiry department line at 800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday 5 p.m. to schedule appointment for the next day. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers, each with. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them, but the employer later begin hiding. For you to complete certification, each week could result in a loss of benefits. For assisting with your work, you can research a local Alabama care center. So now, sir, do you have any question regarding to this closing statement?
Okay, do I got a, you said I need to call every week Sunday to verify my,
So what you have to do is call every Sunday to do weekly certification. What it means, weekly certification, that you have to apply, you have to apply for at least three employers every week. So you can do it on the website, or you can visit a local care center, at least for three companies every week. After you apply for at least three companies, you have to call every Sunday and provide at least those three employers' names. So this is what you have to do.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. So now, let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. If you are ready, please let me know.
I'm ready now.
Confirmation number is
49-807-9405.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And the PIN number for your weekly certification, it is
9904.
That's correct. This is the PIN number for weekly.
Got it.
All right. If you don't have any questions, sir, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.